Today's scripture is recorded in John chapter 11, verses 32 through 44. Here's the word of God. 今日经文是记载在约翰福音第十一章32节到44节。请听神的话。玛利亚到了耶稣那里，看见他，就俯伏在他脚前说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。耶稣看见他哭，并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭，就心里悲叹，又甚忧愁，便说，你们把他安放在哪里？他们回答说，请主来看。耶稣哭了。犹太人就说，你看他爱这人是何等恳切。其中有人说，他既然开了瞎子的眼睛，岂不能叫这人不死吗？耶稣又心里悲叹，来到坟墓前，那坟墓是个洞，有一块石头挡着。耶稣说，你们把石头拿开。那死人的姐姐马大对他说，主啊，他现在必是臭了，因为他死了已经四天了。耶稣说，我不是对你说过吗？你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？他们就把石头挪开。耶稣举目看望天说，父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我，我也知道你常听我。但我说这话是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信是你差了我来。说了这话，就大声呼叫说，拉撒路出来。那死人就出来了，手脚裹着布，脸上包着手巾。耶稣对他说，解开，叫他走。愿神祝福听他话语的人。
Let's take a moment to pray before we study the scriptures today. Lord God, we thank you that you are the God of life, that you are the God of grace, the God of love. Today, Lord, we ask that you would fix our eyes on you again, that as we take part in communion, as we look at your word, may we be reminded again, Lord, that you have conquered even death, that you are the God of life. We love you and we worship you. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would reveal the truth shown to us in Scripture. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today's message, as I kind of talked about with the children, I actually was able to prepare this about a week or two ago. And I wasn't sure, but I realized that this Sunday falls upon All Saints Sunday. And so I thought it'd be nice to preach about that. And I went in thinking about how to explain what All Saints Sunday is. And sure enough, a couple of days later, as I'm preparing this message, I received word that about the death in the family of Teresa's family. And it just reminded me again about the reality that death is so tragic. And also this week, I discovered that someone I know, his sister, who's quite young, she recently passed away from cancer. And in this world, we hear these stories of death and we understand them as a tragedy. The world understands it as the ultimate end, the ultimate destination for all things. Even the universe, according to science, says that the universe is continually expanding, only one day to collapse into itself and become a black hole and everything is over. When someone passes away, we mourn the waste of a good life. We mourn the future that is gone. But the good news I have today is that the gospel has a different perspective. All Saints Sunday is a day that we remember all the saints who have gone before us from this life in the world. I know that in the United Methodist Church and the Episcopal Churches, All Saints Day is celebrated on the first Sunday on November 1st, or on November 1st. It is held not only to remember saints, but also to remember all those that have died and that were members of the local church congregation. And I shared a little bit about it with the kids, but Halloween is actually called Hallows Eve originally. And this was taken originally from a pagan holiday before, Europe had known about Christianity. But then the Christians converted it. And so they call this the day before All Saints Day, or before All Hallows Day. So Halloween is like the eve of All Hallows Day, or All Saints Day. In the Celtic tradition, it's that time that people celebrate the beginning of the darker half of the year. It's the autumnal equinox, where now the time of light in the day is decreasing. And All Saints Day is the day that we stand with all the generations of saints before us, and we stand against the coming darkness. We celebrate all that they meant to us in the life that they lived in God, and we remember their ongoing work in our lives. You see, in Christ, the memory of those who have gone before us continues to challenge us, affect us, inspire us, and challenge us. I think of my grandmother, who I love very dearly, who has gone from this world. I think of my friend who passed away of cancer at the age of 25. Recently, Rhea and I had to take a very difficult trip to Michigan to grieve the loss of her uncle. I know many of you have experienced great loss. All of us in this world have struggled with the reality of death. And as I often say, the statistic is that one in one of us will die. All of us face death. It's just the reality. And yes, death is tragic. And yes, we will miss the people who have gone before us. God gives us hope. He gives us a reason to face the future, even though the future seems so uncertain. And it's in the story of Lazarus that we see people wrestling with grief and Jesus speaking against the sorrow of this world. If you have time, I encourage you to read all of John chapter 11. We didn't have enough time to read all of it. But basically, what's going on in John chapter 11 is this, that Jesus has heard news that his friend Lazarus has passed away. Upon hearing the news, he immediately goes to Bethany, and it's interesting to see how Thomas reacts to the news. He says, "Let us go also that we may die with him." You see, the disciples didn't really know what was going on. When they arrived, they saw that Martha and Mary were grieving, and they were upset that Jesus had not intervened sooner and spared his life. The sisters felt that death was the final end, and God had come too late, and no hope was left. And I want to ask you, have you ever felt like there's a time in your life where you feel that God is just too late with somebody, that God is too late for you? God, why did you come now? Why are you so late, God? But this story reminds us that God knows the real timeline and not us. God knows when it's time to come in. And for God, he is never too late. He is always, as I remember one song, God is always on time. And Jesus consoles Martha in verse 23. He says a very strong statement. He says, "Your brother will rise again." And Martha thinks it's maybe just, the good teacher giving some nice inspirational teaching. And she goes, "I know he will rise again at the last day, at the resurrection." And Jesus declares, "I am the resurrection." Do you believe this? And what Jesus is trying to say here, the real ending for those in Christ is not death. The real ending for those in Christ is actually life. Life in the resurrection. I spoke with my discipleship group, and I talked about resurrection just this last week as well. Resurrection is the hope that we have to live today. It is not some abstract thing in the future. It is about today. And even though the truth of the resurrection was there, Jesus still mourned and wept with Mary. Despite this truth, we still have pain in this world. And that pain and rage was there in the sisters. Even though we have the hope of the resurrection, there is still a place for mourning on this world. In fact, I question those who say, you know, I believe in a resurrection, so I don't have to mourn right now. I believe there is a lot of mourning. There is a lot of pain in this world. But we will survive and move forward from that pain through the resurrection because there is hope. We believe in the resurrection, yes, but that doesn't mean that we don't mourn and grieve our losses. Even Jesus wept, even though he said he was the resurrection. It is a painful thing to be separated from the ones we love, whether it be short or long. But John chapter 11 teaches us that there is hope, that death is not the last chapter of the story, that God goes to that closed door in our life, that God goes to the dead places in our life. God goes to the saint who has gone before us, and he says, just like he said to Lazarus, come out. When you thought your story was over, when you felt like you had no more hope in this life, God calls to you, and he gives you the hope of the resurrection. We remember the saints. We remember the people who have gone before us, not as a mournful thing. We don't mourn that their future is cut off, but we celebrate that in Jesus Christ, their life is just beginning. The promise holds that one day Jesus Christ will come again and he will go to all the saints from before and all the saints that are still here standing. And he will say the same thing he said to Lazarus. He will say, come out. Many of us have already put the stone away. We've given up on people. We just consider them dead. Spiritually, we consider them dead in the grave. But Jesus looks at them and he has the hope of the resurrection to say, come out. And together we will be resurrected with God and never have death or the separation of sin get in way with our life with God and with each other. The work and ministry of generations of Christians past is not over because God is still using their memory to touch the lives of people today. And the testimony of their life gives us great strength. Consider Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1 to 3, that says this. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. And see, the writer of Hebrews is saying this. Consider the great cloud of witnesses. And what he means is, consider all the Christian saints around you. They're like a big cloud around you. Consider their life. Consider their testimony. Consider what they endured for the sake of Jesus. But most of all, consider Jesus. Let his testimony give you strength in difficult times. Just as in difficult times where Jesus faced the cross, where Jesus faced life being cut off, where Jesus faced opposition, where Jesus faced difficulty in this life. He endured it all. He endured the cross because he saw the hope that he would sit down at the right hand of the throne of God one day. You see, I want to tell you that All Saints Day is not a day about looking backward, but it is a day about finding hope for today. I know that many of you have come to church today with many struggles. Maybe you're struggling with your bodies. You're struggling with illness. Maybe you're struggling with financial uncertainty. Maybe you're struggling with relationships. Maybe you're struggling with family. Maybe you're struggling with all sorts of things. This life is not easy. It is a life where Jesus weeps with you. But the good news is that Jesus endured the cross. He endured the hardships of this world. Why? Because he knew that the future had hope. And today, I want to speak to all of us who are struggling, where we feel like we're dying inside, where we feel like we're without hope. Or for those of us who have suffered loss and we feel despair, Jesus says to you, just like he did to the sisters, do you believe in the resurrection? I think it's appropriate to celebrate All Saints Day at this time. You see, just like how All Saints Day was made originally as a time to remember the autumnal equinox, the time where it gets darkest, God comes to us in our darkest times, and he brings us out into the light. Any part of us that is wrapped up and chained in dead man's clothes, God is going to come before us and take it off. Drop off the grave clothes, and he will call us out to be with the hope of the living. All Saints' Day is not a day just of remembering, but it's a day of looking forward. We look forward to that great union where the saints will be with their God, and he will be their God, and we will be his people. Every Sunday that we gather here is another statement saying we believe that in the days to come, this is a glimpse of heaven where we're all gathering together for God. If you will, every Sunday is All Saints Day. We remember the testimony of the church, present, past, and we look forward to the church of the future. And we look forward in this hope, past our hopes, past our problems and fears, because we know that God is at the end of it and not death. Future is not a dead end, but a future that is eternally found in God. Yes, we mourn for today, but God gives us hope to rejoice for tomorrow. I just want to encourage, I feel particularly when I was just preaching this message, that maybe some of you have kind of been stuck in your life with God, and you wonder, will it get better? You know, I've known God for so long, and I just don't know how it can change, how my life can get better in God. But if you're struggling with that, I just want to encourage you today very personally as I close. God is a God of hope. When you feel that your life and your spirit inside is dying, I think the best person to go to is the one who can raise you from the dead, and that is God. I believe that God still desires to raise up CCC, to cast off the dead parts of us, and to raise us in the resurrection, along with all of those who have gone before us. This is God's heart for us. Let us celebrate the saints from before, and let us celebrate what God is going to do with all of us in the future. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, we give you thanks for the testimony of many who have gone before us. And we pray, Lord, that you would give us hope, that you would give us comfort in our loss, but you'd also give us joy, Lord, to know that death is not the final word, but you have a greater hope for our future. Lord, give us courage to face today, knowing that not even death can stop us. Let us be your disciples wherever you call us, holding strongly to the hope of the resurrection. We pray this, Lord, in your mighty name, that can raise the dead. Amen. Amen.